Blog Talk Radio.
Clutch on the line. 909.
Yo, it's Grizz.
Grizz, what's up, man?
Poppin'.
What's good?
What's poppin'?
Alright, man. So, I wanted to go, like, you know, round for round, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it was a lot of material that was spit, you know. I think a lot of times when we watch battles, we watch them quick, we watch them in the midst of doing something else or whatever. And a lot of times shit go over niggas' heads and they don't catch shit. because when I had Stewie on, we talked about that because I told him when I first saw him against Reaper Rell, I automatically thought that Reaper Rell won. I felt that he won at the first, just from the first. But then I had to go back and check it out again and really see that he was really spitting some real intricate shit, and he was really coming with a lot of heat. So, you know, I gave him the battle 2-1. You know, I wouldn't be upset if anybody gave Reaper Rell the battle, but I personally felt that he Stewie got that one. And this was the same when I saw this one. So I was like, man, they both could have won this one. And at the same time, they both won to me because, you know, Grizz was coming with his shit. He stepped it up from the last battle. Then Clutch was coming, like, he just, like, right off the bat, like, on like, a gun. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I was like, you know, this was a great battle back and forth. Now, what's up, dude? What you feel, Grizz? How you feeling? Obviously, you feel you won. What rounds you feel you got?
Obviously, I feel like I won. I did say in the building, I said it in the building too, and I want to say I said it on here too, that the first two rounds were going to be debatable. You was going to be able to argue the first two.
You said that.
I said the first two are going to be close.
You said that if you're on some street, you probably lean towards Clutch or whatnot.
Clutch's content is different than mine. So he feeds a different stance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you go to the battle looking for that, Clutch is gonna give you that.
Yeah.
If you came to the battle and you like the more intricate, like Clutch is straightforward. Clutch says slick shit, but it's slick shit. It's straightforward. And then I got the more intricate kind of slick wordplay-ish type flow. So depending on what you like, the first two you could argue the first two to death. We could argue that shit till you blew in the face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you felt like Clutch won the first two and then you gave me the third, I ain't mad at you. If you felt like I won one of the first two, or if you felt like I won the first two, whatever. Like either way, I'm not upset either way. I felt like I won the first round. See, you didn't like my first round.
My first round
was crazy.
It just seemed like you just had like wild curses in it. You know what I'm saying?
The first eight bars, yeah, I did. But that was on purpose. There was
you
a punchline behind it. After that, I got crazy after
that.
But
yeah,
I mean, it's cool.
But now,
I took a risk. I took a risk at the jump. I know I did. So if you gave him the first,
but now like
yeah,
that's probably
him,
part of
you
the
game. I thought his second was one of, if not the best.
He stole. I think he stole the second a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
He might have. Like, I don't even remember if there was any stalls at all. Like it's a blur. I thought
yeah,
his second
like,
was
okay.
Crazy.
Now this is what I took from it. The first round, okay, when Grizz was saying the curses, see it was a story behind it and I didn't even really get the I caught on.
You gotta watch it over to understand, like you know what I'm saying?
And see, like, and that's exactly the perfect example. Like, I feed a like me and Clutch feed different fans.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will get lost. The fans who know me, they know I do, you know, off the wall shit like that. So, like that whole shit about the curses.
Because the curses
led in. It was the lead in for the you just died 3 weeks ago, and I hope. And I heard it takes crazy curses to bring a mummy back to life.
You need
a curse to bring, you know what I'm saying? So that's intricate as fuck, but it doesn't mean it's going to hit it. So some people didn't even react to it.
And
some people would be back after the battle.
It went over my head in the beginning. I'm like,
that's a gift and a curse. That's a gift and a curse. Like, I want the building to have a good time in the building too. So it went over the whole building's head. I said, oh, well, that didn't work. So on to the next joint. You know what I'm saying? We had enough stuff where we both had bars that didn't land in the building, but there was so much content, like, it didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So I would never nitpick.
Be like, hold on, I missed that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I think, like I said,
I like the battle.
Because
I didn't want this shit to end. I'm like, damn, they just probably let that shit rock. You know what I'm saying? Let that shit rock, nigga. Feel me?
I know.
So it
looked
that last round
from Grizz, man, I dropped my blunt. Because I was watching and I was like, damn, he dropped my blunt again. Like, these motherfuckers with them bars. Yep. He said that part about his girl. And it's like the whole room was shaking. Even though I wasn't there, I felt that. I was like, yo, he got the round off of that one. I was like, yeah. But then if you listen to the bars all the way up to it, it was on point. It was a lot of shit on point, even in the first round. Because, like I said, when I first watched it, I was like, yo, boom. It was a straight, okay, this person got the first round off the top. But then I went back and checked it out, and I was like, yo, that nigga Grizz was actually saying something. You know what I'm saying? And then that's why I say he stepped it up from the last battle that I saw you in. So I was like, yeah, he coming with some shit. The whole cursing, I got that because I saw the battle with Clutch. With the other dude, he said that he did beat him in that one rounder. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I was like, yeah, I got that off the corner. So, like, I don't know, like, well, like I was telling you, Chuck, like, sometimes they go over your head. But, like, with me, man, I count the bars. I be listening to every fucking thing. I'm like, okay, what he said? Okay, is he making sense? Is this whole round, like, you know, I want to ask either both of y'all, you know, what was your mind frame going into these rounds? You know, did they all come to you all at once, or you came up one round this week, another one came? Like, how did it come to you?
Like when I write, it usually comes in spurts, man. So I try not to rush it and just throw it together. Usually I'll come up with an idea and then my brain will take a break, and then 2 days later I'll come up with something else. A couple days later, I come up with something else, and just like little bits and pieces I come up with here and there. Clutch, that a lot of that kind of came, that kind of, that this is probably the I won't say the easiest time I had writing for somebody, but it was the most, I think I was just motivated for this one, because I knew what Clutch was going to do, and I knew how important this was, you know, for both of us, and for the region, you know what I'm saying? We knew, I looked at that card, and I was like, you know, me and Clutch is the battle that is supposed. We're supposed to steal the show. Whether we do or not is on us, but we're supposed to steal the show at this event. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody's going to see Geechee and Glue, and Geechee and Glue is going to be what it is, and it was. It was a classic. I said, but we're supposed we're that battle on the card that you go, okay, that's the main event. But this one might be the bad. This one might be the battle that we talk about after the event is over. This one might be the one that causes some stir. So, I knew
what
I had
you
to come
short,
with that.
People. You kept making a little short man joke.
Man, look,
I'm considered short.
Man, look, you gotta attack what's. I gotta attack what's in front of me, brother.
I can't make him taller. When you put your hand on the nigga head, and you just swung. He's a fool.
He looked so tight when I said it, too. That's what made it good. His nigga Clutch is like,
oh,
yo, this nigga Clutch.
This nigga's crazy.
Clutch's face is funny as fuck. All right, that's like, I attack what's in front of me. Sometimes I say, like, you know what we do, man. We'll make fun of something that's not even bad. But we going to talk about it anyway. I don't know, man. Look, I'm 4'7", maybe 5'8".
Oh, damn, that nigga must be short.
Man, like, I'm 5'8", you know what I'm saying, 5'9" in the summertime. I was getting people hitting me up.
Because I'm 5'7", I'm like, damn, people consider me short. I'm like, damn, this nigga must be a midget out there.
People was hitting me up like, yo, you look so much bigger than Clutch on camera. And I gained some weight, too. I was like, yo, this nigga, I look way bigger than Clutch. Like, yo, I look wild big compared to this nigga Clutch, man.
That was
which helped because then me cracking small jokes, it doesn't feel like a fucking, like a, it feels dumb if I'm cracking short jokes.
Yo, Clutch was coming with it, man. He was coming with it. Shout out to Clutch.
Clutch was fire.
Try to get him back on. try to get him
the
back
nigga
on.
Clutch,
but I'm
the
gonna
nigga
do...
Clutch, the nigga Clutch said, Billy Boondocks, no matter how hard you try, cuz ain't gonna
fun.
Drop
yeah.
nothing.
Nothing.
Nigga, I
yeah.
could,
I
reacted,
I thought
nigga.
She was tight.
Ugh, fucking gold.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that
see,
was
the shit with me is like I want the back and forth. I want you to do well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the nigga in front of me to lay down. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
that's bad footage. If Clutch lays down or if I lay down, like the numbers are talking. You know what I mean? Like we
yeah.
had 77,000 in 4 or 5 days, 4 days.
78.
Like the numbers is talking. Like I'm saying, man, West Coast PGs don't.
Yeah,
do
you know,
that,
you're only good as your last battle. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, man. The West Coast PGs, man, we don't do that out here. Niggas don't approach 100,000 out here. That's East Coast PG numbers. East Coast PGs do 80,000 in the first week. We don't do that shit out here. Like the numbers is talking.
I never even knew
if
that.
If one of us didn't do what we did in that battle, the numbers would have talked. And we wouldn't have had it like that. I want to be able to have these discussions about who won the battle. I want to be able to do interviews to talk about and talk about how fire Clutch was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
niggas won't call me
dope,
back regardless.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get my call back. They niggas, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go in there and cook. And niggas know I cook every time. I'm gonna get the call back whether you beat me or not. I want
sword,
that fight.
Sword,
I want the
saying?
I want blood. I want to taste some blood too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, I'm gonna put blood in your mouth. I want you to put it back, bro. Like, I want to feel. I want you to hit me. Clutch came in. Clutch was fucking wigging. He wigged.
Now, Chuck, you said that Grizz took off in the second and third. So you felt he got that the second
yeah.
one, or the second was close.
Yeah, I like his second. I'm gonna watch it again. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the first round probably went over my head. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I probably got the shot.
Yeah, I got it.
You know what I'm saying?
I watched it about 4 times, and then I was watching it before I went to my class, and I was like, yeah, you know, I pretty much have my who I felt won or whatnot. I felt the battle was a classic in the making. It's a classic. It's a great look for the West Coast, so I fucks with it heavy. You know, I salute both of them because they showed sportsmanship and they got up there and did a show, you know what I'm saying? They put on, so, you know, you got our support from First Fam, you know, all the way.
Salute, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
man, that's
what
we really want to do, man. We want
to
get on here and make it entertaining
yeah,
for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the
goal.
That's
the thing, man. That's the thing, man. Like we was talking a few shows back. I know you know, it's been a while since you've been on here, but we just been trying to stretch our hand out to the battle rap community because we fuck with the artists, the rappers and shit, and you know they real cool and shit. You know, you get some stragglers here and there, but the battlers, you know, we be getting like a lot of prima donnas and shit. And I just want, since you in the battle rap community, you know, maybe you can pass along, let them niggas know that we do have a radio station out here in the West that show love to the West Coast artists, and they need to come show some love back. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we here for. You know, at the end of the day, that's why I'm waving a banner. I bring artists from. That's actually doing music and into entertainment and networking, where the artists, the battlers need to be, because like what Disaster did with the dude from Russia, Oxymeon, you know that shit
yeah.
did numbers, you know what I'm saying, and he putting on
ridiculous
and from the West. That yeah that he did, but look, we gonna come, that's gonna be in another discussion, but the battle was still dope. This battle was still dope, and it put on, and
yeah.
that's what it's supposed to be for the community and shit.
It's crazy because I didn't think this shit like was that big, like you know what I'm saying? Like,
man,
like,
that shit hit
niggas
a million.
It hit
a few million like in a few hours, my nigga. So that shit
hit, like
was
it was
good.
At like I woke up in the morning and this shit was it was already in you know 7 figures when I got up
yeah,
in the morning.
See?
And like, and
yeah,
what,
so
I, what niggas
saying.
Don't understand is like, is this is one of the biggest things in as far as just rap and hip hop in general, Like, he's a he's a hip hop star out there. Like, he's like the Drake of Russia.
Facts.
He drops an album and
Does
numbers. You know what I'm saying? So it's a different popular. That's why he when he travels, he nigga had 200 Russians in the fucking in that venue, and that's the same venue that me and Clutch battled at. Like, and he packed like that shit don't fit 300 people. Like, you can't fit 400 or 500 people in that little bitch. I don't know where he put them all.
Man, that's crazy.
But dude,
they was lined up already.
Yeah, I heard they was like lined up outside, and then like the Russian crew, like they never left the stage. They stood in front of the stage the whole time, even during the intermissions when like you know us niggas go outside to smoke weed, and they was like just chilling by the stage, just waiting for Oxy to come out so they could chant and scream. Like it's a
they appreciate
he's a,
the culture.
He's a star.
They appreciate the culture, man. They appreciate him and the culture. I like that.
Dude
I think it was a 100
yeah,
for the culture.
He
man.
Did well.
Yeah.
He had died in front
well
of some
deserved,
real,
like,
so he'd have died in front of some something else, anything else, but he did well.
We're going to, I'm going to definitely get you back on, man, because I want to get another interview. The interview you did last time did numbers. You know, you were saying some real shit. And I see some future URL bags for you. You know what I'm saying?
What you could do is
I seen the dude.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying after when I saw DME Detroit say and he made the comment, you go check the blog out for yourself and you'll see who we got winning. The battle, like I say, I thought both of y'all took off, and that was a real great look for the West. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to get you back on. I got to get Clutch on.
At the end of the day, man, that's what it's about. Yeah, absolutely. And, like, you could definitely, like, what I'll do is, because I'm about to Craig Lamar all the way to fuck up at traffic. So, after I'm done with that, you know what I'm saying? After I wipe the fucking floor with this nigga, this baby hair-having ass nigga, I'll come back on the show and tell you niggas how bad it was.
Yeah, I like that.
We're
going to
watch
it.
I'm about to dog this. Hey, hopefully y'all pull up, man. It's going to be like that event is going to be crazy. And I know a lot of the URL cats is coming out early because they're going to come for the weekend. They're coming to get the Cali vacation on. So day one is going to be like, it's going to be a fucking family reunion with a bunch of URL niggas in the building. So if y'all can pull up.
That's Friday, right?
That's
going to be on Friday,
event.
Right?
The Friday night event is going to be, and it's at the same spot. It's back at the Lexington. In LA, I think doors open at 6 or 7. We are on real nigga time, but let's try to be on time because we definitely don't want to be there at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, you know what I'm saying? But KG runs a semi tight shift, so he does get the venue moving and gets the battles moving on time when he can. So we're gonna be at the Lexington. It's gonna be fire. Niggas is in the building. A lot of URL niggas gonna be in the building. It's probably gonna sell out the same way traffic sold out. So it's gonna be on.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do Craig Lamar, fucking bad.
I like to hear that. I talked to my people's Sonic Sound Wavers. You know, we had them on the air a couple of weeks ago. You know, I'm gonna try to get up in there because you know with the media and everything and. You know, he said I may not have to pay so much, but I would definitely.
Sonic, man, I fuck with Sonic. I don't think I've ever had a conversation with Sonic though. I never seen he ain't been around much, so I don't think I've ever actually like had words with the nigga. He tight though.
Yeah, that's my nigga, man. I've been knowing him for years. So shout out to my homie Sonic. Shout out to Death Certificate. Shout out to Ray Movement. I'm gonna get Beast Gallon back on. He said he had another battle. And they got like he said it's gonna be on live Syndicate TV Syndicate, so definitely like to bring y'all on here and showcase what y'all got going, cause it's from battles to acting to movies, you know what I'm saying, music or whatnot. That's what it's here for. So we're gonna be back Saturday, same time. This time, you know, it'll be from 8 to 10 or whatnot on the East Coast, 11 to 1. But we definitely gonna get you back on. I want to get you back on after this battle with Craig Lamar. Cause
I'm gonna definitely pull up and talk my shit.
Cause I fuck with Craig Lamar. He had a good battle, but he got washed by Big Cannon. So I think he had
Big
another
Cannon
battle
did watch.
After that.
Big Cannon did smoke him. JC smoked him. He just beat QP. He just beat QP in his last one though. Quantum.
Yeah, he beat QP. Yeah.
QP. That was clear. I'm not QP though.
Yeah.
But he did beat QP.
Oh. Nah. I want to definitely get you back on talk about the West politics too. Just in battle rap, I've been hearing a few things going on. We got Corey got bars. He stepped out of the battle rap. Shit for a minute or whatnot, or just period, move on to some other things. But we still hear things, and
I'll definitely come back on, man. Just hit me up. Let me know when y'all want to do it. We'll work it out. Usually my weekends I'll be at these events, but I don't mind stepping out, talking to y'all, man. So let's get it.
No doubt, man. You stay up, bro.
Definitely, man. Y'all too, man.
On,
salute.
Man.
I appreciate y'all having me, man. Y'all stay up.
No doubt.
Go ahead. What happened?
No. I wanted to go on and I know you probably hit up a clutch or whatnot, but tell him, sorry he didn't come back on, but we definitely try to get him back on Saturday. If he come through Saturday, then definitely come through.
Okay, yeah. I'll hit him up right now. I'll let him know.
Yeah, for sure, man. You stay up, bro. All right, appreciate
y'all. Y'all stay up, bro. Peace.
All right. Most definitely. Good luck.
Yeah, bro. Chuck, you there?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, watch the battle again, man. I watched the battle. The battle was fire, was lit. They both show good showmanship. They hungry, man. These dudes is hungry over here, man. That's why I appreciate these cats that took the time to come on the show. You know, they hungry. So, we going to support them. You know what I'm saying? We're going to support from the west to the east, down south, up north. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to do. So, I mean, as long as they come on the show, spit your shit, talk your shit, then, you know, that's what we do up here. It's good.
Yeah, they cool cats.
So, hey, but Saturday we definitely gonna come back on. We'll be getting off the air in a little bit, about a minute or so. But definitely want to thank everybody out there in TV, Radio Land for listening to us. Make sure you follow us.
TV Land.
Follow
us in TV Land, nigga.
Yeah.
We watching all movies and shit, nigga. Night, nigga.
We into the late night, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. But shout out to the homie Hardhead, man. I'm gonna get y'all a live interview, man. We're gonna go right back to the essence of hip hop and get that live shit, you know what I'm saying? And get those interviews. So I hope I'll be able to pull up at the traffic. So definitely make it. Definitely get out there. But, yo, we about to be out, man. Peace and love, everybody. Y'all stay safe. West, East, First Fam Radio, DJ Chuck Massacre, and Ill Tactics. We out, baby. Peace.
Peace.
If it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. If it ain't a Chevy, if it ain't a Chevy, some motherfucking 100 spokes on that 100 spokes, nigga, 100 spokes, 6 foes and 100 spokes, 100 spokes, nigga, 100 spokes. All I ever wanted was a 6-4 Impala. Gold hunt spokes looking like $1 million. Got it from my father, my daddy was a G. Used to pop lock in them high top Chuck T. Now look at me, my khaki stay creased. Coming straight from the west, I'm that nigga West E. Something about me, I be low key with the OGs. Smoking OG, feeling like old dog with a 40. Or that OE, don't trip on me. Listen to society, nigga, that's me. Boys in the hood, I'm the nigga Dopey. Dope boy, you already know. Ain't nothing like a old school. 6-4, hit the switches on the tree. Just like this, up and down like a fucking your feet. If it ain't Kush, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You gotta keep it west, don't fake the fun. All my Cali niggas say gangsta up. All I